Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 441 for Friday, June 19th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Friday morning, taking their strength from U.S. soy oil. ICE canola was anywhere from $4 to $4.50 higher, with the nearby July contract up $4.50 at $499.50 per ton, while the most frequently traded November contract was up $4 at $497.90 per ton. The Canadian dollar was lower compared to its U.S. counterpart, which made Canadian canola more attractive to international buyers. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also higher, which supported the canola market. Cold overnight temperatures this week in Manitoba and Saskatchewan likely slowed development of the canola crop, which was supportive for values. However, weakness in U.S. soybeans helped to limit the gains. Canola was quite expensive compared to other vegetable oils, which weighed on values. Rain forecasts for various parts of Western Canada were bearish, as the moisture is expected to at least partially alleviate dry conditions. Traders were also positioning themselves ahead of the weekend. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 4 to 7 cents lower, with the July contract checking in at $9.70 a bushel. Prices were correcting themselves somewhat after surging to their highest point since May 11th during the previous session. Rain is beginning to slow in the U.S. Midwest. When it stops, it should give fields a chance to dry out and farmers an opportunity to plant more soybeans if they wish. Corn was 4 to 5 cents lower, with the July contract sitting at $3.53 per bushel. The break in the rain should help corn fields to also dry out and limit damage to fields. There are also concerns about crop disease in U.S. corn. Japanese corn feed usage is lower than a year ago, while Chinese demand remains soft as well. U.S. wheat was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the July contract coming in at $4.87 per bushel. A strong U.S. dollar and forecasts of drier crop conditions in the U.S. pressured values. The hard red winter wheat harvest should continue next week if the rains stay away. South Korea purchased 73,000 tons of U.S. wheat, which was mildly supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, June 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.